To our scripture reading found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20.
我哋一同嚟到去读我哋嘅经文系马太福音28章16至到20节。We'll
read the English together first.
我哋翻到嘅时候，我哋一同嚟到去读英文先。
Read together, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples, read together in English, please, went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
我哋一同嚟到去诵读马太福音28章16至到20节。11个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑他。耶稣进前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒。 奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Following
time to Pastor Lau and his message.
今日有刘牧师喺我哋当中证道。
2 months ago, Reverend Lau and Sarah went back to Hong Kong for 3 weeks.
好早之前咧，六個月之前咧，我已經為咗呢一次嘅旅程咧，就買咗機票噶啦。
They have already planned this trip 6 months ago, and they bought the tickets.
即係舊年嘅12月咧，已經買咗機票。
So you calculated back then, it was like in December of last year.
但我買咗機票嘅時候，一直都唔知道自己呢一次旅程會做啲乜嘢。
But he has no idea what he's going to do.
我只係問神，你同我安排今次嘅旅程。
Simply ask God, what's his plan for him?
所以有個朋友，佢話想，所以有個人，有冇聲啊？冇聲啊！有冇聲？好似有啲回音。 咩事？冇事咯。咁有個女孩子咧，佢話：不如跟我哋一齊去。And
there was a girl asked them, "Oh, shall I join you?"
我話你唔好跟我哋去，因為我哋唔知去邊。And
he simply replied, "Well, don't follow us because we have no idea where we're going."
神俾我哋第一個差事係去。
So in fact, God assigned him to preach in a church on Mother's Day.
那個教堂咧就喺香港新界嘅屯門嘅蝴蝶村。And
it was a public housing estate in Tuen Mun of Hong Kong.
咁咧我未去過嗰度嘅，所以覺得有啲新鮮感。
He hasn't been there, so he hasn't been to there, so it was a new experience for him.
旅程嘅咁樣開始係一個好嘅神俾我嘅一個工作。That
actually was a good start to start the trip.
我可以咧講個最中意嘅題目就係母親同埋子女嗰個關係。Because
it's on the topic of mother and sons and the kids.
我同你近得滯。
OK.
第二個嘅神俾我嘅工作係去到中國嘅深圳 一個家庭教會去講道。
And the second assignment was to preach in a house church in Shenzhen of China.
家庭教會因為呢一個政治嘅原因，唔想受住政府嘅控制嚟到宣講神嘅話，所以佢哋冇喺政府嗰度嚟到註冊。
A house church in China is they exist for political reason because they refuse to register with the government.
家庭教會可以喺工廠、喺學校或者喺家庭裡面嚟到。
So these kind of churches can be established in a, like a factory or in a school or like mostly in a house.
政府絕對有權可以停止一個家庭教會的聚會。
The government has every right to stop the meeting in the house church.
所以我講到一度的時候，可能呢就不用講了。
So it may happen that when he was preaching, the police will come and he preaches no more.
因為在深圳的時候，這些警察或者公安，他如果發覺你那個聚會人數超過70人，就會作一次警告。
So because the police will come if the attendance was more than 70 people, they can come in and stop the meeting.
其實在早期的教會，你讀聖經的時候，那些聚會都是在家庭教會裡面來到進行。
In fact, in the early church history, it was like that. The local churches were also...they also met in homes.
在中國裡面的基督教其實是在一個初期的一個的成長中。
Christianity in China is actually still in a infancy stage.
去到家庭教會來到講道，對我來講是一個很挑戰性的一個工作。
It was a very challenging assignment.
這麼挑戰性不是因為我害怕在中國大陸裡面你有咩嘅警察有咩嘅麻煩俾我
？Challenging not because he may be arrested or being troubled by the police。
其實我喺中國出世又怕乜嘢
？Well, Reverend Lau born in China, what is he afraid of？
我四歲嘅時候已經喺中國住咗四年。
He has been there when he was until age four。
最大嘅挑戰原來係。要我去講道嘅時候用普通話。
Well, it was challenging because he needs to preach in Mandarin.
我從來冇用過普通話講道，亦都好少講普通話。
Never preach in Mandarin and rarely speak any Mandarin.
第二個大挑戰係佢哋講道唔係講30分鐘，係講90分鐘。
Another challenge was not preaching for 30 minutes but 90 minutes.
但如果呢個係神嘅工作嘅時候，冇乜理由要去害怕。
Well, if it's God's assignment, there is no reason to fear.
我哋喺深圳逗留咗三日。
So they spent 3 days in Shenzhen.
每一個時刻都係去聽人佢哋喺生活上嘅困難。
So all the time they spend is listening to people's difficulties in their life.
有人會有病會生癌。
Somebody may have cancer.
有太太嘅佢有個丈夫係爛賭。
And a wife may have a gambling husband.
有子女可能有嚴重的一個憂鬱症。
A child may, children may have a serious depression.
又有子女可能有一個嘅殘疾。
And maybe even disabilities in their kids.
有啲丈夫中意賭錢。
咪講咗。
講錢講咗咧，就係坐監。
哦，坐監 ，OK。Some of the husband may be even be in prison.
有啲女士佢因為信耶穌，面對好大嘅呢一個嘅被拒絕。
So because the wife accepted Christ, they may be rejected.
我哋就同佢嚟到禱告。
So we prayed with them.
同佢討論教會嘅需要係乜嘢。
Discuss what the church needs.
嗰日講到咧。有超過100人咧嚟到參加。
And that day there was more than 100 people attending the service.
咁對有公安嚟咧，嚟到警告啊，得我睇唔到。
The police may come, but he didn't see.
因為通常佢哋嘅人數只係得40-50人。
Usually the attendance was about like 40 or 50 people.
呢個反應都幾好，係出乎我嘅意料之外。
It was out of his expectation.
好感謝神，佢喺我講道嘅時候，90分鐘裏面用呢個普通話，冇口窒窒。
He was glad that he didn't stutter when he was preaching 90 minutes in Mandarin.
俾我講廣東話就好啲。
Well, it would be better if he preached in Cantonese.
第三個神嚟嘅俾我嘅工作係去到湖南嘅岳陽，中國裏面嚟到去服侍。
The third assignment from God was to preach in the Yueyang of Hunan in China.
岳陽咧就距離香港咧600里。
It's about like 600 miles from Hong Kong.
去到岳陽嘅時候，最主要係去鼓勵當地嘅一啲嘅家庭教會佢哋面對嘅困難。
The assignment was to encourage the some of the church leaders in their time of difficulties.
因為時間問題，唔可以同大家分享咁多神俾我出乎意料嘅一啲嘅工作喺呢個旅程裏邊。
Well, because of time, maybe next time I will share my experience.
都唔係。
Maybe.
但有兩件事情想同大家分享，我喺中國所面對嘅一啲嘅趨勢。
But there are two things that he'd like to share with his trip, share about his trip.
有啲唔係咁有趣嘅。第一件有趣嘅事就睇到喺條街裏面，我揾唔到有輪椅。
Well, the first thing is that he couldn't find any wheelchair in on the streets.
哇！行咗條街都揾唔到有個坐輪椅嘅人喺條街走。
He has been spent so many days in China. He couldn't see anyone on a wheelchair.
好似我咧就唯一個咧用輪椅咧喺條街度咧喺度跑下跑下咁。
As if he was the only one on wheelchairs.
喺中國裏面，你睇唔到好似我哋啲馬路咁會咧你過馬路嘅時候咧有個英文叫curb cut 啊，即係平平地，等你啲輪椅可以容易過。
Well, you know, in the U.S. here, you'll see those curb cuts.Were made for the convenience for the use of wheelchairs.
亦都唔可以搭公共嘅交通。
And the public transportation was even more difficult.
喺中國你要過馬路嘅，要用呢個中國式嘅過馬路方法。
Well, if you cross the road in China, you need to adjust to their style.
就係人同埋車有絕對嘅權利喺條馬路走。
It means that like both the pedestrian and the cars have the rights to compete for the road.
所以可能因為咁嘅原因，咁多唔方便，所以你揾唔到有輪椅喺條街嗰度走。
Maybe because of these inconveniences, he didn't see any wheelchair around.
第二件事想同大家分享嘅就係、
The second thing that I'd like to share.
喺我見嘅呢兩個家庭教會裏面嗰啲嘅教會嘅領袖，佢哋對於大使命好有呢一個熱心喺裏面。
The leaders from both house churches, they were very serious about the Great Commission.
你睇到雖然佢哋係有好少嘅資源
，Well, you can see that regardless of their limited resources,
但佢哋會傳福音。
They still evangelize people.
佢哋用時間去講呢一個。这个圣经的真理。
They spend time teaching about the biblical truths.
用时间去做这个门徒训练。
And spend time to do discipleship training.
有时我觉得很奇怪，你们这么少的资源动对大福音，为什么这么热心？
Why are they so serious about the Great Commission?
其实很多的家庭教会都是很年轻，有很多的寻道者，有很多的新信。
Well, in fact, most of the house churches are quite young, and there are a lot of seekers, and a lot of the believers are quite new.
而大部分嘅傳道人，佢哋亦都冇好好咁接受呢一個喺神學院嘅神學訓練。
Most of the preachers of the house churches, they have not received any formal theological training or even in seminary schools.
有住我遇見嘅一個傳道人，佢咁話。
Well, just like a preacher he met.That's what he said.
我哋一路做一路學嘅啫。
Well, we are learning while we are doing it.
佢哋喺做事工裏面唔夠一個同工。
They don't have enough co-workers to work with them in the ministry.
信徒就要挺起嚟勉強去做。
Well, believers have to step up.
喺深圳呢個家庭教會裏面，佢哋有三個傳道人。
In the Shenzhen Church, there were three preachers.
他们要在不同的地方周围走来到去 講道去教導。
Because of the limited resources, they have to preach to people around, going to a lot of different places.
如果連傳道人都唔夠嘅，你可以諗到佢哋一定唔夠牧師。
So you know that they are not formally pastors. So even if they don't have enough preachers, they won't have enough pastors.
我唔知道你一生裏面見過幾多個牧師。
I don't know how many pastors have you met in your life.
在岳阳有一个信徒，他见到我的时候这样说。
In Yue Yang, there was a believer when he met Reverend Lau. That's what he says.
他说我一生里面，你是我第三个见到的牧师。
You are the third pastor I have met in my life.
我见过一个在岳阳一个的传道人。
And Reverend Lau met another preacher in Yue Yang.
他有癌症。
He had cancer.
醫生每次見到佢都話俾你知，你就嚟死嘅。
Every time that preacher sees the doctor will tell him that you are going to die soon.
我知道你聽到咁嘅信息嘅時候，喺你嘅醫生嘅口裏面同你咁講，你嘅反應係乜嘢
？I don't know how you would respond if the doctor tells you such bad news.
可能咧好傷心，好迷茫。
Maybe you are sad. Maybe you are lost.
但呢個傳道人咁樣同個醫生講。
But the preacher replies to the doctors.
我個神未話俾我知要死喎。
My God hasn't told me that I'm going to die soon.
每次當醫生話你快死嘅時候，佢個反應都係咁樣。
So every time the doctors tell him such news, he would respond the same way.
所以佢可以每一年繼續講，每一年去，佢都喺教會裏面嚟到講道。
And he has been preaching like that for many years with cancer in his body.
今日你諗大使命對你嚟講係乜嘢咧
？So to you, what is Great Commission to you?
究竟你或者我哋喺呢一個大使命裏面，我哋嘅身份或係乜嘢咧
？Maybe we have to reflect what kind of role we need to play in the Great Commission.
有冇人從來？未聽過大使命三個字啦。
I just wonder how many of you have not heard about the Great Commission.
或者調轉問，有冇人聽過大使命嘅？
哦，How many of you have heard about the Great Commission?
即係我哋可以走得啦。如果你從來冇聽過大使命嘅時候
，If you have not heard about the Great Commission，
或者讓神嚟到打開你嘅心。使到你要明白究竟乜嘢叫大使命。
I pray that God will open your heart to understand what is the Great Commission.
大使命係有關所有嘅基督徒。
It is about all Christians.
如果你聽過大使命，但冇一個心嚟到去進行呢個大使命嘅時候
，If you heard about it but don't have a heart for it，
咁讓聖靈嚟到同你説話。
I pray that Holy Spirit will speak to you directly.
如果你對大使命好熱心嘅時候
，If you are very passionate about the Great Commission，
讓神嚟到帶領你走你前面嘅路。
I pray that God will lead your way.
呢個大使命其實就係記載喺馬太福音28章最後嗰三節。
And this Great Commission is documented in the last three verses of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
或者俾少少嘅背景，有關今日嘅呢一段嘅經文。
Well, let me share with you some background about today's passage.
2000年前喺某一個嘅星期五，耶穌被釘十字架。
So 2000 years ago, in a Friday, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
咁佢就被埋葬喺一個墳墓裏面。
He was buried in a tomb for 3 days.
呢一個墳墓嘅外面。重重被这些罗马兵来到守住。
And the tomb was heavily guarded by the Roman soldiers.
在星期日的早上的时候，这些士兵发觉，咦，那个坟墓打开了，什么尸体都没有。
And on Sunday morning, the soldiers discovered that the tomb was empty.
他们很害怕就走了去了。
And all the soldiers fled with extreme fears.
其实这个空坟墓唯一的解释就是耶稣从死里面复活了。
The only logical explanation is that was that Jesus resurrected.
在四个福音里面，当耶稣未去经历这个十字架的时候，他已经起码提过5次他将要复活。
And in all four Gospels, there were five instances that before Jesus was crucified on the cross, he said that he will resurrect.
当来到马太福音二十八章今日嘅经文嘅时候
，So when we come to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28，
所有佢嘅十一个门徒，耶稣嘅十一个门徒，其实已经起码两次亲自见过复活咗嘅耶稣。
So at this point, all his 11 disciples had seen Jesus twice after he resurrected.
佢系睇到耶稣嘅复活，佢哋系呢一个目击证人呢一个嘅好消息。
So they were the eyewitnesses of the good news that Jesus is alive.
所以佢哋咧就即刻走去咧，将呢个好消息咧嚟到去传俾嗰啲一啲信徒听啦。
So they began to spread the news among the other disciples.
咁而我另外一班咧，嗰班嘅大祭司，佢哋咧就拒绝相信耶稣嘅复活。
But the other side is that the chief priests and the elders refused to believe that Jesus' resurrection.
为了抗拒这个传闻，有关耶稣的复活，这一班的敌人呢，就开始自己又制造另外一个谣言。
So they counteract with the news of resurrection that they started a rumor.
他们说耶稣的门徒偷了个尸体去。
So they say that Jesus' disciples stole the body.
这个谣传呢又传得很快。
And of course, rumors spread very quickly.
人民呢就很迷茫了，究竟耶稣是真的复活了啊，还是这个是一个虚假的虚构的一个的谣传。
So other people were very confused. So is Jesus alive or is everything still a hoax?
我们来到今天的经文16-17节的时候，
So when we read the verses 16 and 17, there it says,
就这里讲到呢，十一个门徒就去了加利，去了这个加利利，即是他们离开了耶路撒冷去加利利。
So the 11 disciples went to Galilee, which is out, they have left Jerusalem.
他们就去到山上面。
So they went up to the mountain.
其实跟耶稣约好了在山上面见。
And Jesus has already asked them to meet them there.
去到的时候，耶稣已经站在那里等他们。
Jesus was already waiting there.
他们就拜耶稣。
So when they saw him, they worshipped him.
但是经文说，仍然有人怀疑。
But some still doubted.
我们不知道哪一个是这么怀疑。
Well, we don't know who is the doubter here.
他们亲眼见过这个复活的耶稣。
They have seen the resurrected Jesus already.
他们亲眼见过这个在历史上面你可以说是最伟大的奇迹。
They have seen the very great miracles of the history.
为什么还有人会疑惑呢？
So why does still someone doubt?
当然第一个很有可能的解释就是圣灵还未来到他们的身上。
Of course, one explanation is that the Holy Spirit hasn't come yet.
他们的信心还没有很完全。
Their faith is not complete.
他们的恐惧仍然在心里面。
They still have fear.
或者要过一段的日子，他们才可以从怀疑里面去到长成为完全的信心。
Or it would take some time before they could move from doubt, hesitation to full faith.
耶稣见到有些人怀疑的时候，他怎么做才可以令到他们不怀疑？
So what would Jesus do in order to remove their doubt or fear?
耶稣呢，没有再做多另外一个的神迹。
Well, he simply didn't perform another miracle.
耶稣没有叫风浪再停止，没有将他们的信心来到加强。
Like calming the storm to strengthen their faith?
他也没有好像以前那么做过，将自己来到变像，令到呢，这门徒看到这么伟大，这么漂亮的时候，令到他们很开心。
He did not transfigure into glory just like he did, but in order to turn them into like extreme happiness.
相反的，他给出这个大使命。
Instead, he gave them the great commission.
大使命是有关到行动。
It is about action.
其实耶稣的意思就是说，你望着他做什么，你还不去做。
Simply Jesus says that Why are you still looking at me? Why are you doubting? Just go and do something.
基督教不是一套的理论。
Christianity is not about theories.
不是一套的理想。
It's not about ideologies.
基督教不是说你有没有见过耶稣。
Christianity is not about have you seen Jesus or not.
你的信心不是说到你有没有见过耶稣或者神在你身上做过什么的神迹。
Faith is not about experiencing or seeing miracles.
信心是有关到行动。
Faith is about actions.
很多时候很多人说我们的信心没有长大到。
Often our faith cannot grow.
就因为我们没有去做事。
Because we did not act.
这个大使命就是一个好的良药。你觉得信心不够的时候你就吃这个药来到以致到你的信心可以增大。
The Great Commission in fact is a good solution to such situation.
我们再看一看这个的大使命。
Let's read the commission, Great Commission once again.
在香港呢有一次呢即是不是一次很多次、去这个短宣、中心到讲书。
And in Hong Kong, Reverend Lau has been teaching in the short-term mission. And they have a very special way of doing things. And every time they project the verses onto the screen, they start reading about it. And they read it aloud in pace. Sometimes even if you didn't ask them to read it, they still do it.
好，我们一起读一次。
Let's read it.
你喜欢读英文，一起读。
English, Chinese, whatever you like.
天上地下。这个是叫做使命。
This is called a commission.
因为门徒是去被召去做一些事。
Because the disciples, they are called to do something.
那为什么叫大呢？
Why is it great then?
因为他所涉及这个使命涉及的人是无千无万。
Because it involves an uncountable number of people.
是涉及我们每一个人。
It's about everyone.
如果没有大使命的时候，你亦都不会是一个信徒。
If you are, if not because of the Great Commission, you won't be a believer.
或者你已经听过很多讲道有关大使命。
You may have heard something or have heard a lot about this Great Commission.
有一些讲道，他讲到大使命有四个动词。
Some sermons focus on the verbs like go, something like that.
四个动词就是去啦，去作使徒，去整到人个使了的人，整到人咧做门徒啦，同埋去受洗，同埋去教导。
And there were four verbs like to go, to make disciples, to baptize, and to teach.
一个动词其实讲到一个动作。
And the verb is actually describes an action.
这四个动作其实都是彼此有联系。
And all these verbs or actions, they are interrelated.
但如果你翻翻去原文的时候，你发觉只是得一个动词而已，就是去使人作门徒。
But in the original language, there is only to make disciples.
其他那四个动作，英文叫做 participle, 中文叫做分词。
And the other three of them, the other than the to make disciples, the other three are the participles.
一个分词其实唔系一个动，唔系一个动词。
A participle is not a verb.
今日我哋唔系有讲文化，所以唔会搞乱你。
Well, we are not teaching about English grammar here.
但个重点就要话俾大家知，去作使人作门徒， 是这个大使命的中心。
So according to the original script, to make disciples is the center of this great commission.
其他那三个动作只是来到为了完成这个的使人作门徒。
So the three other actions are the things to accomplish in the goal of making disciples.
或者你问什么人才有资格去使人作门徒？
So you may ask, who are qualified to make disciples?
如果一个裁缝，一个裁缝啊，裁缝佬啦，裁缝嘅人，佢有资格去训练人去做裁缝。
So, for example, a tailor is qualified to make tailors.
一个厨师，佢有资格去训练人做厨师。
A cook is qualified to take an apprentice to train him into a cook.
咁好明显啦，一个门徒就有资格去训练一个门徒。
So, you can deduce that a disciple is qualified to take apprentice to make him into disciples.
很多基督徒他会问，究竟这个大使命对我来说有什么应用？
Many Christians will wonder if this great commission applies to them.
其实我真的不知道大使命对你来说是不是合用。
Honestly, I don't know if the great commission applies to you or not.
大使命是说行动的，不是坐在这里。
The Great Commission is about actions, not sitting here.
但如果你是一个门徒的时候，这个大使命对你来说是监狱。
But you are a disciple, the Great Commission applies to you.
如果你不是一个门徒的时候，那就不监狱了。
If you are not a disciple, then it doesn't apply to you.
就是这么简单。
Simply as that.
今天我将这个讲道的题目就叫做四个，在大使命中的四个凡所有。
So today's sermon is about the four alls in the Great Commission.
四个所有。
The four alls.
或者你看你本中文圣经或者英文圣经，都好像找不到这四个所有。
Well, if you read the Chinese Bible or the English Bible, there are not four alls there.
但在原文里面真的有四个所有。
But in the original script, there are four alls.
第一个大家都找到了，就在第十八节那里，天上地下所有的权柄。
So actually you can see that the first all is all authority.
十九节里面的中文圣经里面说万民，其实就是所有的民。
And then in verse 19 it says all nations, all people.
中文就很有趣，万就是所有的了。
In Chinese, like they use 10,000, the word 10,000 to describe all.
跟着呢，就凡我所吩咐这个凡，其实就是所有。
All things in the first verse part of verse 20.
然后呢最尾二十节嗰度咧话，我就常这个常咧，其实即系所有日子。
So and lastly is it always be with them, which means that all the time.
呢四个所有其实就系推动我哋去做呢个大事。
And in fact, these four alls motivate us to act.
咁我哋睇一睇。第一个所有啊，所有呢度讲到就系话耶稣所有嘅权柄，俾我哋信心去使人作门徒。
Well, let's look at the first all. The all authority in Jesus gives us the confidence to make disciples.
十八节嗰度话，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
In verse 18, it says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me."
为什么耶稣这么说呢？
Why does Jesus say about this?
耶稣是不是说我未复活之前我的超能力不够大，现在大一点？
Is that because before his resurrection, he didn't have such authority, but now he has?
我们读四福音的时候，我们看到圣经里面很强调耶稣在地上的时候，他已经有很大的超能力。
Well, in the four Gospels, we can read that before his resurrection or before his crucifixion, he has already has this kind of supernatural authority.
可以将水变酒。
He changed wine into water.
可以将狂风暴雨变成风平浪静。
He calmed the storm.
可以医治一啲好多嘅有病嘅人。
He healed the sick.
甚至叫人从死里复活。
And called dead people to rise again.
咁耶稣咁讲嘅时候，系咪话佢以前未复活之前所教导嘅说话唔够权威咧？
Does it mean that his teaching was not as authority authoritative than what it is now.
但你读到马太福音24章，即系28章之前咧，圣经你已经好强调，所有耶稣所讲嘅嘢都唔会过去。
Well, if you go back a few chapters in Matthew 24, it says, have emphasized that whatever he said will not pass away.
在这一节经文里面，其实耶稣讲紧他的权柄在哪里。
Actually, in this verse, it says that where does his authority lie?
在天上，在地下。
It's in heaven and in earth.
即是讲到耶稣那个绝对的主权，现在已经去到或者包在天上地下。
It simply says that his authority, his sovereignty has already included the heaven and the earth.
在未上十字架之前，耶稣的侍奉只是在这个以色列周围这么大的地方。
Or in other words, you can look at it that way, that before his resurrection, his work or his authority was only among the Jewish land.
但在復活之後，耶穌那個王國是有一個新的力量。
And after his resurrection, his kingdom now has a new power.
在現在耶穌的王國已經可以擴大到整個宇宙。
His kingdom has now extended to the whole universe.
在他復活之後，他那個的權能可以在每一个地方都能够在他控制之下。
After his resurrection, he is in sovereign control of everything in the universe.
他的权能是遍满整个地上。
His sovereignty, his authority covers all corners of the earth.
神已经将所有的权柄给了耶稣。
God has given all authority to him.
目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
目的就是要在地上使万民作神的门徒。
It is because God wants to make disciples on earth.
一个宣教士叫做马礼逊，他在1807年的时候从英国去到中国。
A British minister by the name of Robert Morrison came to China to make disciples in 1807.
所以他去中国是想使中国来到有门徒，当时是没有的。
Well, at that time there was no disciple in China.
当他坐在船的时候，船长他这样问他。
When he was on the ship, the captain asked him this question.
那你又想去中国这个这么大的国家来改变他呢？
So you want to change this huge nation?
但马礼逊答他说，我不是去改变这个中国，是神想。
But Morrison replies to him, not me, but God wants.
神想改变这个大的国。
God wants to change this nation.
我们看到虽然耶稣他复活之后他的权柄去到世界的每一个地方。
Well, although the authority of Jesus is everywhere.
但你去做门徒训练的时候，你仍然面对很大的阻碍。
But when you make disciples, you will still face a lot of difficulties.
这些的阻碍可能是来自一个不同的文化，你们的文化不喜欢基督教。
This kind of opposition may come from a culture where Christianity is not welcome.
一些阻碍可能来自政府，他们不喜欢基督教。
The opposition may come from government that forbids Christianity.
一些阻碍可能来自一些人民，他们的心已经被这个物质化了。
Opposition may also come from the people where their hearts has been blinded with materialism.
但就因为耶稣他有这个这么大的这样的权柄的时候，我们有这个信心，你可以去到任何一个地方，好像马礼逊那样都可以做到门徒。
But however, since Jesus has this kind of authority now, we now have the confidence that for sure there will be disciples in that new land.
第二个关于所有。
Second, about the second all.
从十九节里面我们看到所有的人民或者所有国民能够促使我们，这一句说话能够促使我们去使人作门徒的时候，我们不会歧视一些人。
So in the verse 19 it says, all nations, it motivates us to make disciples without discrimination.
19節講到，所以你們要去使萬民或者所有嘅民作我嘅門徒。
So in verse 19 it says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
在四福音的時候，你通常看得到的耶穌都是叫人做什麼？
So in the Gospels, you see Jesus, what does he tell his people?
他叫人你來吧，來我那裡。
He asked the people to come to him.
但是今次在大使命，他說你走吧，你出去。
And this time Jesus asked his disciples to go out, to go.
去哪裡呢？去哪裡？
Where to go?
去萬國。
All nations.
對於這個國來講呢，或者民來講呢，有很多的不同的解釋。
A lot of people may have different interpretations about nations or peoples.
有人說這個國即是解到人民啦，不同的種族。
Maybe they interpret as like different races, different tribes.
有人話呢一個國即係解到而家嘅全世界有195個國家。
Somebody may interpret as like the current 195 nations on the earth.
有人話呢個國係解到有大約7000個唔同嘅種族嘅人，人説唔同嘅説話。
Somebody may refer to it as like about 7,000 languages, being spoken in this world.
但你睇到。使萬民作門徒，那個重心不是講我們數幾多個國家我們去過。
But the focus of like all nations, it is not on how many nations.
萬民的意思即係其實講到嗰個重心係講到我們去訓練門徒嘅時候，我們不會有呢一個嘅歧視。
Rather, the focus is to make sure that there is no discrimination in making disciples.
你去使呢一啲人作門徒嘅時候，唔會因為佢哋嘅年齡，或者佢哋個性別，或者佢種族，佢哋嘅言語，或者佢哋嘅社會地位，或者佢哋嘅文化，或者佢哋喺邊一度嚟到有分別。
So this kind of the target of discipleship is not limited by gender or age, race, language, social status, or like where do they live.
唔單止呢一個國有咁多嘅唔同嘅睇法嘅時候，呢一個。去呢一個字亦都有唔同嘅睇法。
Not only the word nations has so many different interpretations, the word going also has different interpretations.
去咪去咯，中文就好簡單。去。
In Chinese, to go is just simply go out.
咁但係咧，有人話呢一個去咧，就係話你去到邊一度，你就喺嗰度嚟到做門徒、訓練門徒。
Some say that going means to make disciples as we go, or like wherever you are, make disciples there.
意思即係話你喺住喺芝加哥，你就喺芝加哥嗰度做啦，你訓練門徒。
So somebody says that, oh, since you live in Chicago, so you make disciple here in Chicago.
但係有人話呢個去係你做門徒訓練嘅時候，你要去到世界嘅其他地方。
But somebody may say that going means that like leaving this place where you live and go out to other places to make disciples.
所以有門徒佢去到。其他世界各地去到柬埔寨，去到非洲或者一啲嘅伊斯蘭教嘅國家，或者中國，或者一啲嘅森林，或者一啲嘅山上面嘅少數民族，去做呢個大使命。
So today disciples may go to different places like jungles or going to Cambodia in Africa or Muslim countries to make disciples.
佢哋都幾勇敢啊！去到一啲好荒蕪。很不熟悉或者有敵對的地方來到做這個大使。
And these disciples are very brave because they need to go to remote, unfamiliar or even hostile regions.
當然啦，無論你去到就算去到中國很遠的地方來到去做門徒訓練，或者你在你的住的地方附近來到做門徒訓練，其實都不會有什麼的這一樣好一點。
So actually going to China to make disciples is not better or nobler than making disciples in your neighborhood.
大使命講到呢一個去萬國嗰個目的係話到神想睇到有一啲地方係冇人去嚟，
the word of going out to nations is because God doesn't want that any part of the world has nobody go there to make disciples.
他的意思, 去到那一塊地方, 因為那一塊地方, 那些門徒訓練不足夠。
You go to a place because God sees that there is not enough discipleship training or bringing people to disciples in that place.
所以耶稣这么说, 要去到万国的意思, 是来到驱使我们, 一个门徒, 去到一些的地方, 因为那里地方, 门徒训练不足够。
That motivates us because we need to go to any places where discipleship is needed.
第三个, 所有,
the third all,
耶稣所有的命令, 我们看到这个所有的命令的时候, 是要我们去训练人, 做什么? 做一个耳听的证人。
So all of the commands is to train them into ear witnesses.
20节讲到, 凡我所吩咐你们的, 都教训他们遵守。
In verse 20 it says, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
其实意思就是说, 你去训练人的时候, 你要教导他们所有耶稣的命令。
So in that it says that it means that to make them disciples means that to make them to follow everything Jesus has said.
所以大使命里面的教导, 其实个中心, 不是叫你去教导旧约的圣经那些的律例。
So to make disciples is not about teaching the laws in the Old Testament.
有人问啊, 究竟, 大使命里面讲, 我们要教耶稣所有的命令, 究竟, 耶稣讲了几多个命令?
So you may ask, Jesus has commanded, but how many commandments are there?
这个不是一个容易有答案的一个问题。
This is not an easy question.
有人说耶稣那个命令只有两个。
Somebody says there are only two commandments.
爱神用全心全意和爱人如己。
Love God with all your heart and love others as yourself.
有人说耶稣讲过49个命令。
And somebody says that 49 commandments, and somebody say
147.
And somebody say
147.
And also possibly Jesus has said more commandments than more than what have been recorded.
So there are other episodes.
23 of them written by his apostles.
这些书信, 很多时候都会引述耶稣讲过的一些很重要的命令。
And these 23 letters, oftentimes they repeat what Jesus has taught.
今天我们很多时候我们讲到我们要去传福音。
Nowadays we talk a lot about our evangelism.
传福音是将耶稣复活,他的救恩,这个喜讯来去告诉人知。
Evangelism is to spread the good news about Jesus' resurrection and salvation.
传福音是要将这个好的消息, 以至到人听到之后, 可以有悔改, 有信心。
The evangelism is to proclaim the gospel to the people such that they will repent and have faith.
传福音是将未信的人改变他成为信徒。
Evangelism is about conversion of these non-believers into believers.
很多时候我们说,有人说,传福音是完成这个大使命。
Often we hear people say evangelism is to fulfill the Great Commission.
但在大使命里面,传福音只是一个开始。
But in fact, evangelism is the beginning or the first step of the Great Commission.
不是大使命的终结。
It's not the end.
你只是去传福音的时候是不足够。If
you just evangelize people, it is not enough.
我们仍然要门徒训练这一班的信徒。We
need to make disciples out of them.
这段经文里面提到要教导耶稣所有的命令的中心，不是说我们教了人有多少的耶稣的命令。
The focus of teaching is to teach them to follow Jesus' commandments, not tell them about commands.
其实最主要的重心就是要教导这一班信徒要好像经文说要遵从 耶稣的教导。
The focus is to, for believers to obey all his commands.
一个门徒，他是要很忠心，或者很有决心来到去跟随，去遵行耶稣那个命令。
A disciple is one who is committed to obey his commands.
一个门徒，他是很忠心去按住耶稣的命令在生活上面行出来。
A disciple is one who committed to act according to his commands in real life.
就是一个信徒学晒耶稣所有的命令，但他不去遵行的时候，我们的门徒训练还没有完结。
Well, even a person has learned all his commands, all Jesus' commands, but he didn't live it out, the discipleship has not done yet.
就好像十九节那里提到受洗这件事。
Just like verse 19, it says about baptism.
受洗是耶稣一个命令。
Baptism is one of the commands.
我们做门徒训练的时候，就要教这些信徒去接受洗礼。
So we teach them that they should follow the example and to be baptized.
如果一个做门徒训练的人，他见到一个信徒，他没有遵行神耶稣的命令的时候，他应该就再教他怎样来到去遵行。
If a disciple see a believer who has not obeyed or disobeyed any commands of Jesus, he should keep on teaching about it.
你看到要去做，要使人作门徒的时候，我们自己要怎样？一定要以身作则。
So to disciple someone requires the discipler not only teach but also live as an example.
我们以身作则，我们都是遵行着耶稣的命令。
Live as example is also following Christ's command.
我们只是用口去教的时候，这个不足够，可以令人成为门徒。
Only teaching by words is not enough.
所以今天你看到很多人，或者很难去找到一些想或者很想去做门徒训练的人。
So maybe it's the reason why it is hard to find someone to train new disciples.
去教圣经很多人，但是去做门徒训练的可能很少。
So we may see the teachers who teach Bible but only a few to be a disciple.
你看回在第一世纪的时候，在这个早期教会的时候，给我们看到他们怎么做门徒训练。
So in the first century, we can see what kind of good example how to do discipleship training.
开始的时候我们知道只有十一个门徒。
In the beginning, there were only 11 disciples.
他们是亲眼目击耶稣那个救恩或者耶稣所教导的东西。
They were the one who eyewitnesses what Jesus has taught.
这十一个门徒很小心要将自己学到的东西，耶稣那里教导他们的东西，一样一样地来到传给下一代。
So these 11 disciples carefully passed on everything they have saw, they have heard to the next generation.
下一代的信徒的门徒，他们已经看不到耶稣了。
Because the second generation, they has not, they could not see or has not seen Jesus.
他们只是可以成为耳听回来的这些见证人，去到为真理来到见证。
So they can only be the ear witnesses to bear witness for the truth.
同样今天我们都是，我们所有的信徒，我们只可以成为福音的耳听回来的见证人。
Just like today, we can only be the ear witnesses of the gospel.
但你想的时候，一个用耳听回来的见证人，他跟一个目击的见证人，其实都是有这么大的说服能力的。
And it may surprise you that ear witnesses can be as powerful as an eyewitness.
三年前呢，有个坏蛋，这个警察啊，他呢就被判定呢，他是谋杀他的太太在2004年。
Three years ago, there was a police officer who was found guilty because of murdering his wife in 2004.
就說他有罪。
So he was sentenced to the prison by the jury.
但其實是沒什麼 實據的。
But actually there was hardly any physical evidence connecting him to the wife's death.
亦都冇目擊證人去證明佢真係殺咗個太太。
And there were no direct eyewitnesses to testify his murder.
但係啲陪審員相信兩個好重要嘅耳聽證人。
But the two the jurors believed what they heard from the two key witnesses, ear witnesses.
呢兩個見用耳聽翻嚟嘅見證人，一個係牧師。
The first one was a pastor.
另外一個係離婚嘅律師。
The second one was a divorce lawyer.
如果你係牧師嘅都係可靠啲啊。
If you have professional title, you are more trustworthy.
我哋做一個用耳去見證福音嘅人，係有兩件事好重要。
So the believability of the ear witnesses, there are two things we need to bear in mind.
第一樣係你聽翻嚟嘅嘢要準確。
What we have heard is accurate.
你聽翻嚟嘅嘢唔準確，你點講其實都係講緊一啲唔啱嘅嘢。
So if it is not correct, no matter how many times you have repeated it, it's still not correct.
第二樣嘢，我哋做耳證，耳聽嘅證人係好重要嘅，就係我哋自己係好，人哋可以好信賴嘅。
Second, the person needs to be trustworthy himself.
耶稣佢讲呢一个大使命嘅时候，佢话我哋要教晒所有佢嘅命令。
So Jesus teach that we need to follow all his commands.
因为耶稣唔想睇到佢所讲嘅命令有一啲到咗今时今日。被人說已經過時，即是已經沒有用，或者不準確，或者不真確。
Well, because he does not foresee a time that his commands will be outdated and true inaccurate.
例如耶穌在馬可福音耶穌在馬可福音十章七節那裡講到二人因此人要离开父母，男嘅要离开父母，与妻子结合，二人成为一体。
Well, in Mark chapter 10:7, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and marry to his wife.
婚姻系讲到一男一女。
So a marriage is between one man and one woman.
但今日你睇下耶稣嘅教导，耶稣嘅命令变成点？
So you see what kind of world we are living in right now.
就因為很多時候教會所教導的未必是我們真的那麼準確。
Because what we teach today is no longer accurate.
所以這個是很重要的，是我們的責任，去很準確地去將耶穌那些的命令來到傳給下一個。
So it is our responsibility to teach Jesus' command accurately.
一个门徒是什么？
What is a disciple?
一个门徒是一个很准确，也都自己是很信，被人信赖的一个福音的耳听的证人。
So a disciple, must be a trustworthy person, and also what he has learned is accurate.
第四个所有
the four all
就是说讲到与耶稣在一起的时候，是安慰我们在就算在困难的时候仍然可以继续这个大使命，使人作门徒。
The fourth all means all the days, and it means that all the day Jesus will be with us in the time of difficulties.
二十節的下半部講到是給我們一個 很有安慰的一個應許。
It is such a in the verse 20 it is a consoling verse to every one of us.
耶穌說到，如果你做大使命的時候，我就常所有的日子，所有你每一日，耶穌在那裡數緊的嘛，所有你每一日我都與你同在，直到世界的末了。
In verse 20, it says that if you do this great commission, for all the days I will be with you.
世界的末了是讲到耶稣再回来的时候。
Until the end of this world means that when Jesus returns.
耶稣再回来的时候，他 就即係話講到呢一個天國，佢嘅國就已經完成，大使命亦都完成。
Jesus come back again when the establishment of his kingdom is complete, and his great commission is also completed.
佢再翻嚟嘅時候，就係聽佢啲門徒話俾佢知啊，我呢個大使命我做咗啲乜嘢。
He comes back to the time, and the disciples report to him what they have done.
喺馬太福音28章呢一個大使命，耶穌講咗。到佢再翻嚟嘅時候，呢段時間有幾長，我哋唔知道。
Between this announcement and the time of Jesus' return, we don't know how long it will be.
我哋唯一知道就係話，你要去使人作門徒嘅時候，係一個唔容易嘅工作。
What we know is that, making disciples is not an easy task.
但耶穌應許我每一日與你同在。
But Jesus has promised that I will be with you all the time.
以致到一個門徒，佢可以好快樂咁每一日都與主同行。
Such that a disciple can walk joyfully with the Lord to everywhere。
就好似以賽亞書講到報福音、傳喜信的人，他們的腳中何其佳美。
It's just like in the book of Isaiah, the feet of disciples are beautiful。
點解隻腳都會美嘅
？Why is that the feet, is beautiful?
因為當你每行到呢一度去傳講神嘅呢一個命令嘅時候，耶穌與佢哋同在。
It is because Jesus is with you wherever you go.
咁我哋學咗呢一個大使命係有關點樣去使人作門徒。
So we've learned that the Great Commission is about making disciples.
我哋亦都學咗喺呢個大使命裏面有四個凡事。
And we also learned that there are four alls in this Great Commission.
呢個所有講到耶穌所有嘅權柄。
The first is about Jesus has all authority.
一個門徒可以去到所有嘅國家。
Going to all nations.
一個門徒可以教導所有耶穌嘅命令。
To teach all commands of Jesus.
耶稣亦都喺所有嘅日子里面陪住呢一个嘅门徒。
And Jesus will be with us all the time。
咁你系咪一个门徒咧
？Are you a disciple？
有人话所有嘅信徒，你信耶稣嘅都系门徒。
Somebody will say that all believers are disciples. There is no difference between them。
门徒同信徒冇分别。
Believers, disciples, they are the same。
有人话所有嘅信徒。都是門徒，但是門徒之中又分有好門徒，有些不喐的門徒，還有一些假的門徒。
Somebody will say that there are all different classes of disciples, like good disciples, stagnant disciples, or even false disciples.
有人說所有的門徒都是，當然是信徒，但是不是所有的信徒都是門徒。
Some will say that all disciples are believers.Well, that of course is, but not the other way around, that which is not all believers are disciples.
今天我不想去擾亂大家或者跟你辯論究竟信徒和門徒有什麼分別。
I don't want to argue with you if there is difference between the believers and the disciples.
但從今天的經文裡面看到大使命其實講到一個門徒是有幾個的很特別的地方。
What, as far as this Great Commission is concerned, disciple has...Couple characteristics.
他有信心去到使人作門徒。
He has faith or confidence to make disciples.
而他同時亦都係從神或者從主耶穌裏面學習，自己做緊門徒。
And at the same time, he's learning from the Lord as a disciple.
他願意去使人作門徒嘅時候，他唔會歧視任何一個人。
He's willing to disciple without discrimination.
他亦都是一个很准确和值得信赖的一个福音的耳听见证人。
His ear witness is accurate and he's a trustworthy person.
他每天都很高兴地与主同行。
And he walks with the Lord every day.
今天你对于大使命你的回应是什么呢
?So what's your response to the Great Commission?
经文里面讲到有人怀疑。
In the beginning of the passage, it said that somebody still doubt.
亦都有人冇懷疑。
Somebody didn't。
咁你係點
？What about you？
我哋一齊低頭。
Let's all bow head and pray。
主嘅天父，我哋感謝你，你揀選我哋做你嘅兒女。
Gracious Lord, we thank you that we have chosen us to be your children. And you have written this great commission. We pray that all the believers will take serious consideration of this great commission. And to reflect seriously about if we are the disciple ourselves. God, we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.